Clark Lounge. Yeah, sorry about that. Kept you waiting all day for this, didn't I? I don't know. I feel like every show I do, I get better and better. But so that means that you're going to get my best, like, you know, as we go along. Actually, I may even go and surprise you a little bit later, man. I got a couple surprises for you. Actually, today, I got a lot of stuff lined up for y'all. So you guys got to stay tuned in, though, or otherwise you're going to miss it. So I'm going to introduce the show by giving a little bit of a review of last week, some of the stuff that we did. We actually had DJ King, a quick shout out to DJ King. I mean, we don't want to waste any time and, you know, not get credit where it's due. DJ King should be on this week, actually, as far as I'm concerned. Actually, your boy came prepared. All right, yeah, because we actually got your schedule today for this weekend, for what this week's going to be. So, I mean, I'm not completely sure. I know you guys were checking out the hotspot earlier, and then you had the power hour. So, it's a pretty star-studded lineup as far as we're concerned with these first couple days. I mean, it's going to be hot. It's going to be tight. Just excited for what's going to be the fall radio shows. So, at least for Mondays, what you're going to have, the usual is going to be Camera Roll at 5 p.m. with Lady Madonna. And, man, she can correct me if I pronounce it wrong, but I think it's called Cersei Splice by Tortula at 6 p.m. And obviously, you just listened to the Hotspot with DJ Juice at 7 p.m. Man, I was checking that out. I mean, I personally listened to that show. That show's pretty tight. And then you were tuned into the Power Hour just recently, as a matter of fact. You had DJ Sam I Am, it was at 8. And then obviously, your favorite part of the day, man, 9 o'clock lounge, because you know I'll be playing all that cool music, man, that laid back, lean back in your seat music. And I know some of you guys were tuning into that Monday Night Football game. I'm actually going to talk about it a little bit later. Congratulations to the New York Giants. Man, like I really got to say, as a Niner fan, I kind of wish that the Rams would win, man, because I'm tired of all this talk that the West is weak. But, oh well, man. I mean, you can't get all your dreams in one, can't get all your eggs in the same picnic basket. I mean, obviously, yesterday, man, that was some, not something I could say on the radio. But, yeah, I did not like that game, man. I wasn't a fan of it. I didn't like the way it went down at the end. So, a little bit of what we had also. If you didn't tune in, you got there was a chance to listen to a preview of my mixtape. I still haven't named it yet, but I promise you guys that within the next couple, like 3 or 4 weeks, I'm going to have your title to that mixtape. But last week, I played you a little bit of that joint. It's called, the name of the joint that I played for you guys was, I believe it was Cloud 9. Actually, it was Cloud 9. And this week, we're actually going to have another joint for you. It's called Beat It Up. Tune in and I'll give you the business, man. You're going to have it a little bit later. It's going to be a little bit of a preview of what the mixtape is actually going to be like. I hope you guys enjoy it, man. Honestly, that's the least I can say. I mean, I'm hoping that you guys enjoy it. Man, you guys got me starstruck a little bit. I actually want to take this opportunity to give a little bit of shout out. So, you know, I got my shout out to Biggie Van Como, aka MODOK, aka the Milkshake. Your boy got you, man. Hey, man, it's all sugar right now. I want to give a shout out to UC Merced. Actually, I want to give a shout out to Manuel Maya for making it possible that, you know, my peoples in Merced, they can stay up to what we doing over here in the Bay. He's actually been a little bit of my hype man up in Merced. For people who don't know him, he also goes by the pseudo name. His name is Two Wise, I believe. Yeah, he was my mentor for like 3 or 4 years before I actually came up to the Bay and then started doing my radio thing up here. He's actually been like a really good inspiration because he knows music. I mean, the guy knows music. The guy knows what he's talking about, you know, whenever he steps up to a mic. So, I mean, a major shout out where it's due. I also got to give you guys the business about what album I'm going to review this week. I told you guys last week, I'm all due the Carter 4. So that's the album that I'm going to review this week. I'm going to check it out. If you guys don't agree with me or disagree with me, well, you know, tough luck. But if you really want to get an in-depth look at these album reviews, like last week I did the Red album, but if you want an in-depth review, you should go to that WordPress and you should check out Cartel Music Group, man. A major shout out to Cartel Chris, man. He just posted up our shows, man. I'm telling you, man, serious. He's got that some of those exclusive copies to some of our shows. Like if you don't catch 9 o'clock lunch today, you can check it out on radio.dominican.edu. Within the next couple of weeks, we should have those podcasts posted up. And even if you don't catch it there, you can catch some of your favorite shows on Cartel Music Group. And that's a blog. That's our WordPress. That's with Cartel Chris. And, man, I'm telling you, man, we off the hook with this stuff, man. Like, it's actually pretty cool stuff. Like, you see a bunch of reviews. You see a bunch of opinions and the ranting of Mr. Cartel Chris. Nothing more, nothing less. Also, wanted to take the opportunity to give a quick shout out to, I don't know if you guys remember her. Her name is DJ Spice. Because I'm off the hook with these sketches real quick, man. Like, I'm always working to entertain y'all. So, I got a couple sketches today that are going to be, first time that it's being played on the airwaves. And you about to check it out on radio.dominican.edu only. I mean, what else? The 9 o'clock lounge. My name is DJ 2 Mello once again for all y'all who are tuning in a little late. Man, I know some of the boys coming off their workouts to, you know, come check out what the hype is all about. And, what else can I say, man? Just excited to be here. We also got to give a quick shout out. I mean, I know I already said it before, but Biggie Vacomo about to be on some of these sketches. I mean, I got a couple people lined up who are about to be on some of these. So, I mean, you about to hear, you know, like different personalities, you know, hop on some of these sketches, man. Just, you know, act a fool. We always have fun. But at the same time, like, you know, hard work, we hard working, man. And you know, some days we hardly working, but it's all cool. Like, you know, like we don't really get to specifics. I actually want to also take the opportunity to let you know that we got What Are You Talking About Tomorrow at 7 p.m. That's DJ P-Yob and T-Baby. I'm a big fan of them. I mean, we were all there working today. I gotta give a quick shout out to everybody who was out there doing the lunch to promote the radio station. That would be DJ Juice. I believe PR was there. DJ Lucky and Hornstein were all out there doing the thing. And I mean, a big shout out to everybody who was actually there participating, because I believe we had a Dougie contest. I think that's what they were doing. Man, always having fun, always acting a fool. But you know, like, can't even knock on it. Like, it's always a lot of fun when you got when you hear at radio.dominican.edu. I believe another shout out is due to Dr. J, because I know he was performing, doing his thing over there, getting his Dougie on. And I mean, much love to everybody to all my colleagues. I mean, definitely got to go there. I'm gonna give you all the business. I'm for real, man. For all my peoples who watch Jersey Shore. I mean, I myself don't watch it by myself. All right, so I don't watch it by myself. Usually, if I watch it, it's because, you know, there's some females, or you know, like mainly, you know, like the people I hang out with. Some of them, like, are really into it. And I got to give a shout out to all my female listeners, of course. That includes mostly close friends and family members and. Why not, man? Even my girlfriend listening to this, so you know, a quick shout out to her. I know she's trying to hear this on radio.dominican.edu.
DJ Juice is back.
Yep.
So grab a drink and relax on a hammock and let the vibrant rays of the hotspot heat up your mood every Monday night from 7 to 8, where we will bash on celebrity news, have off-the-wall discussions about relationships and sex, because the freaks do come out at night. Also, gonna have great guest interviews and an in-the-mix session of your favorite hip-hop and pop music. So tune in and keep it locked every Monday night from 7 to 8, only on radio.dominican.edu. Get ready to put your stunner shades on for the hot spot, which is sure to hit your sweet spot.
started something. I got what I wanted. Did it and I can't feel nothing. Superhuman, even when I'm fucking. Viagra popping every single record. Auto tuning, zero emotion. Muted emotion. Pitch corrected, computed emotion. I blame it on a model bra with a Hollywood smile. Ow. Stripper booty in a rack like wow. Brain like Berkeley, met her at Coachella. I went to see Jigga, she went to see Z Trip. Perfect. I took a seat on the ice cold lawn. She handed me an ice blue bong, whatever. She said she wanna be a dentist really bad. She's in school paying for tuition, doing porn in the valley. At least you're working, but girl, I can't feel my face. What are we smoking anyway? She said, don't let the high go to waste. But can you taste it? Little taste it. Novocaine, baby, baby. Novocaine, baby, I want you. Fuck me good, fuck me long, fuck me numb. Love me now when I'm gone, love me none. Love me none, love me none. Numb, 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 numb. Sink full of dishes, pacing in the kitchen. Cocaine for breakfast, yikes. Bed full of women, flip on a tripod. Little red light on, shooting. I'm feeling like Stanley Kubrick. This is some visionary shit. Been trying to film pleasure with my eyes wide shut, but it keeps on moving. I blame it on a model bra with the Hollywood smile. Stripper booty with a rack like wow. I'll never forget ya. You put me on a feeling I never had, never had, never had. And ever since I've been trying to get it back. You pick it up and put it back. Now I'm something like the chemist on camp. But there's no drug around quite like what I found in you. I still can't feel my face. What am I smoking anyway? She said don't let the high go to waste. But can you taste it? Little taste of Novocaine, baby, baby. Novocaine, baby, I want you. Fuck me good, fuck me long, fuck me numb. Love me now when I'm gone, love me now. Love me now, love me now. Numb, 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 numb. Novocaine, 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 Novocaine. Numb the pain, numb the pain, numb the pain, numb the pain, numb the pain. Novocaine, 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 Novocaine. For the pain, for the pain. Novocaine, Novocaine.
Radio.Dominican.edu exclusive.
I don't need no love.
But man.
need is the DJ. I don't need no love, all I need is the DJ. I don't need no love, all I need is the DJ. I don't need no love.
And we welcome you back. You're listening to radio.dominican.edu. You're listening to the 9 o'clock lounge with DJ 2 Mello. All right, check me out. I actually did wanted to take a chance to also give a shout out. If you guys remember, he was actually on as a radio personality, Ray Allen, on radio.dominican.edu as of recent. I want to give him a quick shout out because I know he's listening right now, or at least at the very least, I hope he could actually listen, man. I did have a very brief conversation with him earlier, so you know, I want to give a quick shout out earlier. And actually, the song, and then from that point, I want to get to, you know, the stuff that I've been promising you guys that I was gonna do for y'all. So first and foremost, I want to give you a little bit of background information on Lil Wayne. He is a rap artist who has his origins from New Orleans, Louisiana. I guess he's supposed to be some kind of Saints fan. I'm not even sure because, you know, like he says he's a Saints fan, but then, you know, like I hear him rapping other colors. And besides, I know the Saints don't wear red, and he says to be a blood. So his discography, it's really hard to explain like how his albums have gone, because, I mean, it's the ones that people know. It's like the Carter 1, the Carter 2, the Carter 3. And now the Carter 4. And then we also have the Rebirth. That one really even shouldn't count as an album, but you know, like I'm including it. There he goes. And then he has like a multitude of mixtapes. Most notably, his mixtapes are Dedication. Actually, I like some of his more recent ones, like No Ceiling and what's that other one? Man, the name escapes me. Sorry for the wait. That one was pretty tight. Dedication was like always a good pick. Actually makes me like a bit nostalgic to listen to his Wheezy, because I mean nowadays like we're kind of just treated to the nowadays Wheezy. But I mean this is a little bit. I'm gonna give you like an example of what I talk about when I say, you know, the kind of Wheezy that kind of like the Wheezy that makes me nostalgic. Like this is the good Wheezy. This is the Wheezy that I'm talking about when I say, you know, like bring the good Wheezy back. Like it's something let's look through some of these. I mean like we got a song like this one. Back to me saying that you forgive me, give me another chance, I'm needing it like a kidney. I don't want to advance, give me back her hands, give me back her touch, I don't ask for much. You know, like some of that old Wheezy. Oh, okay, so we got like a couple songs. So we got like Something You Forgot, like if you don't know the names of the joints, like Something You Forgot by Lil Wayne, Steady Mobbin. I mean, it's just like a bunch of like joints that like people really like don't think about. Like you kind of, you don't know what you have until like it's actually gone. So I mean, it's pretty crazy to look back. And I mean now, I mean his new album, it's all right. Okay, so like I'll give it to you guys. I mean, sadly enough for Lil Wayne, the best joints are the ones he wasn't on. Though actually, I do gotta say there was an iTunes deluxe version song called Up, Up and Away. Now, see, now not everybody may like it, but it's a song that I personally like that DJ 2 Mello endorsed. So let me go through like a little. I'm gonna skim through some of the joints. We'll spend time on the ones that are cool, and then we'll kind of, you know, skip on the ones that are not. So the intro is basically him freestyling. This is actually his. He actually has this verse. So there's the intro, the interlude, and then there's the outro, and all these three songs are supposed to be a continuation of each other that kind of bring the album together. Not everybody understands that concept, but I'm gonna explain it to y'all. Like that's the way he laid it out, at least as far as I read on his concept of the album. Now see, like the thing is, those are literally, it has the best beat. Like if you guys like literally like don't believe me, like I mean later than the show I'll play a little bit of it for you, but like that's literally like the best part of the show, like those joints. So, I mean, we get that out of the way. That way we don't have to go through it later. Then he has, like, Blunt Blowing. We're going to skip that one. Mega Man, skip that one. 6 foot, 7 foot, which was pretty tight. They didn't really need Corey Guns in the joint, but the song was tight. I think the beat's pretty catchy. People can relate to it a little. His verses are, you know, a little stupid, typical. Like, some of it is, like, vintage Wheezy, and then some of the other stuff is, like, some of that new Wheezy that apparently we have to get used to or something. And then we have Nightmares of the Bottom. I love that joint. Nightmares of the Bottom. There's actually a freestyle version out there, and I mean I have a copy of it. I mean the joint is sick. I love the joint. The version he has on this one, like, it's a little more rehearsed, but the actual freestyle of it was pretty sick. So, like, I endorse this joint. I think this joint is tight. I mean, if you don't take my word for it, listen to it for yourself. I mean, the joint is sick. Then we have She Will, man. Like, I hate to say it, man, but I'm on this joint right now. Like, and I know a couple people that are on this joint too. This joint is pretty tight. Don't read too much into the lyrics, because if you read into it, like, you're gonna think, oh man, Wheezy wrote a rape joint. Nah, man, like, it's not even like that. The joint is tight. Joint is sick. The beat is sick. You know, Drake doing his usual. Like, if you ask me, at least as far as rappers in the game right now, I think he come out with the best hooks. But whatever, like, people have their opinions about him. It's cool. You know, I respectfully disagree. We have How to Hate, which is also a pretty cool joint. Didn't need T-Pain on it, but whatever. I'm not a fan of T-Pain. Because what he did to music right now, like, he butchered it. Now everybody thinks they can sing all of a sudden because of this little thing called auto-tune. I personally don't like auto-tune. Like, I don't like auto-tune being used like that. So, I mean, for all of you guys that think that you can be singers and you want to use auto-tune, I'll give you you can use it on Adobe Audition. So here's what you do. You sing. Like, it doesn't even have to sound good. Just sing any song that you want and put it on Adobe Audition. Go to Edit View and go to Pitch Correction and go to Major Correction, like something like that, like over the top. And I guarantee you, like, you'll sound just like this, just like T-Pain, pretty much. We have another one called John, which has Rick Ross on it. The joint's pretty sick. It's whatever. I mean, even if you're not a fan of Rick Ross, like, you can appreciate this joint because, I mean, Rick Ross, regardless of what people say about him, he actually makes pretty good music. Again, like, his whole thing is a facade. Let's get that out of the way. Abortion is pretty tight. It's cool. Like, I bumped it. I mean, it's a little... Like, you really have to read. This wasn't what he really, you know, got to be careful not to take some of his verses too serious, like with a lot of the songs. So Special, skip. How to Love, super omega skip. We got President Carter, which is actually pretty tight. I mean, it's not as good as Mr. Carter, but I mean, it's cool. It's cool. It's all right. Then we got It's Good. Shame on You, Jada Kiss. He wasn't that good on the joint, but I mean, overall, the song is pretty sick. Then we got outro. So then we come to the deluxe bonus tracks, which by all accounts are supposed to be pretty tight. I mean, I honestly couldn't give you an opinion on that, but I mean, you know, it is what it is. So I mean, there we got that. Out of the way, and then we also got what else? What else do we got? For the bonus tracks, I like the view. That joint is pretty tight. It's produced by Kool & Dre. The song is cool. So, you know, like, can't even knock on that. The song's pretty cool. Then you got Mirror by Bruno Mars. I know a lot of people don't like Bruno Mars after the Grenades joint. I mean, honestly, even I can't really touch it. But the song is pretty, like, it's pretty deep. It's pretty deep music. Then you got Two Shots. I didn't really, we could skip that one. Up in a way, like I told you, like, it's pretty tight. Two producers, Wisdom and Timbaland, were actually on the track. And then we got Novocaine on the so Target has bonus tracks apparently too. So Target has the bonus tracks. Novocaine with Kevin Rudolph, and then I Got Some Money on Me with Birdman. Skip. Like, that's already, like, this Birdman, skip. They actually, like, a lot. So me and some of my homeboys, and actually a lot of the YouTube community, apparently, and I mean a lot of the African American listeners have taken to, you know, to rating a lot of rappers on their MPN, which is N words per minute. And Birdman is like right at the top, man. He's like the Joe Montana of N words. He always drops the N word every single song. He literally makes the N word rhyme with the N word, like for real, man. That should be on there, but nah, we're not gonna do it this time. We're gonna forgive him. Like, he got to skip this time. You're listening to radio.dominican.edu, and we're about to hit you with the top news at the bottom of the hour, as is customary in the tradition of all radio.dominican.edu broadcasting. We give you the news. This one is courtesy of BBC, the British Broadcasting Center, and then a little bit is brought to you by NPR as well. So, I mean, we give you all the top news at the bottom of the hour, and these two have to do with the economy, because I know the economy is a major concern. So here we are. We're going to give it to you right now. All right, so here we are. All right, so the first bit of news starts with Italy. So the sovereign debt rating was cut by the Standard & Poor's on growth fear. So they cut the rating one level from A/A-1 from the A+/A-1+, adding that the outlook of the country was negative. Like, it cited fears over Italy's inability to cut state spending and bring its finances back. I mean, it recently passed an unpopular austerity budget. So, I mean, there's a lot of belief that the economy in Europe is a little bit in trouble. So, I mean, it follows a lot of Eurozone countries like Spain, Ireland, Greece, Portugal, and Cyprus, and having its credit rating downgraded this year. A surprise move by the ratings agency will fuel fears of contagion in the Eurozone. So, Italy has Europe's second largest debt level, and the cost of that debt has been soaring in recent weeks as lenders to Italy have become nervous about its ability to repay loans. So right now, like, the contagion sentiment is that the downgrade is already, like, a lot of investors are just really scared right now.
I'm addicted. I'm addicted.
It's a little crazy right now. Like, the thing is really not looking good right now. And, I mean, it has a lot of investors scared, and with good reason. So the sentiment of contagion is definitely stronger than before. If there's no trust in the system, then anything is possible. The less trust you have, the more expensive the money is to borrow for European countries, and the worse the crisis is. It then starts fueling itself. So the concern over Greece of whether or not it will default on its loans hit markets hard on Monday. So Obama unveiled his plan to cut the U.S. deficit. So he outlined plans to reduce the U.S. deficit and to kickstart the economic growth. So, I mean, he's got a little plan going. He proposed cuts to healthcare benefits, but said business and wealthy must pay higher taxes, which is, you know, like, it's gotten a little bit of mixed results. Republicans in Congress who oppose the tax rises quickly criticized the plan, which they say will not boost jobs. Pitting one group of Americans against another is not leadership, one of the members actually said, and like, in reference to this. So this is your news on radio.dominican.edu.
I'm addicted to DJ Too Mellow.
It's Lil Mellow here, and when I'm on the road, I like to get my swerve on.
Oh man, little dude, are you for real right now? Damn, this is Too Mellow here, bringing the word that when you drink and drive, accidents happen, bad things happen. So please, if you're gonna drink, be responsible. And what I say about making eye contact?
I'm just a boo boo man. I'm gonna tell mama.
Yeah, go tell mama.
Let me get them O's, them I's, them O's, them I's, them O's, them I's, them O's, them I's. Let me get them O's, them I's, them O's, them I's, them O's, them I's. Then we wake up in the morning, we can do it again.
Lights out, you're about to get it. Salute me, I'm your lieutenant. Baby girl, you better stop making this here an obstacle. Cause I got the artillery, I'll just lock it low. Look got a kiss on your blow kush. Come hit the swisher, cause I'm gonna take you higher than Mars and Jupiter. Then we'll make love in the clouds and fall right down to the earth. Then we'll make raindrops. Cause once I'm up, there's more precipitation. Shawty, I can take it slow, then I might just hit the gas. It's so wet on this trip that I might just slip and crash. You at my show, you feel it's magic. Who said tricks are for kids? That silly rabbit. So I'ma hop right on in it, then I'ma climb on now. If I stay in it too long, then we'll form a thundercloud. Just be raindrops.
Come on, is it the attraction? Could I blame the fact just that remains? My heart's been living pain-free since I ain't been back up in the game. I've been stacking up my change, relaxing with my main squeeze at ease, cause she's my heart. So yeah, to stop beating if we's apart. Well, you know up in these streets spit easy bars, or even let you get the keys with the Visa cards. Just me, but only cause you the greatest. And I got more chips than Vegas, plus I got more whips than Avis. Now Rihanna Jeremiah's on a playlist with them sexy lips to her fragrance. And I'm curving chips, how could you blame him? A queen gotta be crowned, so like an anchor, you know I'm gonna hold you down as long as we make them
raindrops.
Are back with radio.dominican.edu. You are listening to, that was Raindrops by Jeremiah. And man, what could I say, man? We working hard out here. This is the 9 o'clock lounge, and I'm your DJ Too Mellow. And I mean, what else we got, man? It's like it could be nothing else, nothing more, nothing else than man, what is it like? Yeah, the only part that we're missing right now, huh? It's that segment that you know and love. Yeah, you're gonna get used to this. It's called For Real, For Real. All right, so I know we introduced this last week, man. So this is where we take a look at some people doing really, really stupid things. So you know, the world is prone to have a lot of those type of people out there. So you know, like, it's not surprising when we start seeing those kind of people out there on the streets. So first of all, are you guys even familiar with Jersey Shore? So it's a rhetorical question, because whether you hate it or love it, you know what it is. So it's some show about some like people, Guidos, Guides, so I don't know, people who like to be tan, people who like to be muscular, whatever. I'm not going to give you the premise of the show. All I'm going to tell you is, you know, some show, people doing stupid things, another reality show, another project, etc., etc. All right, so even if you're not familiar with that, you are familiar with the character Snooki. She's been made fun of on countless number of shows. I don't know, I guess she's just like a popular target or something. And so you got Snooki and Dina. So I mean, these last couple shows that I've at least got the chance to take a look at, I mean, it's been crazy. Like they're off the hook. Like they really, like, there's no sense of censorship nowadays. Like, first of all, you have a scene with them in a club. They getting in a fight, and like these two bras are like, you got Snooki pulling on Dina hair, Dina tripping out because she think that somebody got her, and then Snooki think that she got somebody. All of a sudden, it turns out they attacking themselves, man. That's like a laugh fest. And all I gotta say, like, I'm sitting back here, you know, chilling, drinking some iced tea or something, saying, for real, like, I have to look at myself in the mirror doing it, man. I'm like, for real. All right, so we got another one, and this one was a video on YouTube. So it's been on the web for a while, but I'm just, you know, I'm keeping y'all up on game for all of you guys, you know, who don't have the kind of time. Like, I have a lot of free time to actually take a look at these videos, obviously. So we got a dude robbing a store. Now, that's nothing new. Oh, actually, you know, maybe next week I'll tell you guys about a video that I saw with my cousin. Shout out to Beto. And then that's another shout out to my cousin Andrew, man. They're both in Chowchilla right now, but they came up for the weekend. They visited the Bay Area. And, oh, man, we were doing some crazy things, man. We're just hanging out and watching some movies. Hanging out, man. It's fun. Now, I digress. There's a dude robbing a store in a Gumby outfit, man. You kidding me? He's rubbing it in a Gumby outfit, man. Look it up on YouTube. It's dude robbing a store in a Gumby outfit. You know, you can put Gumby in, like, armed robbery or whatever. Like, guy was in a Gumby outfit. And again, like, I'm watching this, and I'm all like, man, you people, like, are off the hook with this stuff. And I'm looking at myself, and I'm saying, for reals? Like, for reals. So, and then I got to give a shout-out to all my local businesses up in the 94901 or 03 if you live in Terra Linda like your boy. We have the Famous Market, which is located on Lincoln Avenue, and like it is a popular liquor store for all you liquor going folks out there. But it also has apparently been a target to incidents. I don't know what it's been about that place, but that place is, oh, some bad luck. They are constantly, man, they're getting hit. So I mean, they've been hit with like some robberies, they've been hit with people smashing the windows, but now somebody, a drunk driver, apparently smashed into one of the walls. Now I gotta say, like, for reals, like, what is it with that placement that they just getting hit? And they already have like cameras on one of the walls. They have a camera on one of the walls, and then they have a camera on, like, there's a stoplight there, and it also has cameras. So there's multiple angles. It's not like you can even get away with it if you did it. But I mean, somehow these people, like, are off the hook with this stuff. Like, they really doing it. Like, they really smashed the wall of this place, and now you got this place boarded up, like, from head to toe. I gotta say, man, it's pretty crazy. Anyways, like, that's one of them. But the moment of the hour, like, the reason why you guys came to listen to this segment has to do with Floyd Mayweather. Yeah. Somebody just struck a chord right now. I know somebody feeling that one. So if you guys were familiar with the fight on the weekend, congratulations to Floyd Mayweather for winning his fight against Victor Ortiz. Snore. Anyways, that wasn't a surprise. So, I mean, I didn't like the ending, but whatever. A win's a win. So, but the big moment, that's not what I'm saying for reals. That was just, you know, dual stupidity turned into, you know, like, both playing dirty and somebody got knocked out. It could have been Mayweather. It could have been Victor Ortiz. Like, it goes both ways. Doesn't matter. His moment of shame came afterwards when he's getting interviewed by Larry Merchant. He was being asked about, like, whether, like, if he saw any honor in the way he won. And, I mean, he was going in that direction. And, I mean, the boy goes, like, he blows up in Larry Merchant's face. Now, I gotta say, like, what you got against the guy? And he said a bunch of expletives, of which I will not say on the radio. And, like, ultimately went to the point of even challenging Larry Merchant to, like, to a fight and stuff. I'm like, man, like, what's wrong with the boy head? Like, you kidding me, man? So, I mean, later on, Larry Merchant goes on to say that he has, like, a lot of nag of suspicion that he thinks that Floyd Mayweather blew up on him to avoid the inevitable question. Why won't he fight Manny Pacquiao? And he'll keep ducking the question. I mean, that's the part. Like, he's forged a legacy. Like, nobody can hate on him. He's forged a legacy. He has remained undefeated. I mean, he's taken multiple belts along the way. But man, seriously, man, like just fight them. Like for whatever reason, if you like beat them down, you beat them down. But at least, like, don't leave people right there. Like, you always have people will always have something to talk about. Why didn't you fight him? Why didn't you fight him? Now I have a nagging suspicion that he's doing, like, he's holding it out until Manny Pacquiao falls out of his prime to beat him there. Now that's what I'm thinking, but whatever, like, who knows? Like, maybe he's not, maybe he, you know, there's seriously certain things that are keeping him from doing the fight or something. I mean, honestly, you know what can I say, man? I can't judge him. Like, I can't even get on the board case, but whatever. But all I gotta say is, like, for real, it's like, for walking up to Larry Merchant and like telling him all this stuff, I mean, the guy's a 50-year veteran, man. What you got on that? You ain't even that old. You ain't even lived that long on this earth. So Floyd Mayweather, for reals. All right, man. So we got a little bit more of the lineup when we come back on radio.dominican.edu. We actually got a little bit of a heritage because last week was the Mexican Revolution. So, you know, for all of you guys who aren't aware, I am a Mexican-American. And, I mean, I celebrated July 4th with pride. I mean, my allegiance is to the United States, but I have much love and respect for the Mexican country because they are the ones who saw my family born and rise to prominence. This is radio.dominican.edu, 9 o'clock lounge.
DJ Tumelo.
This is Tumelo from radio.dominican.edu, here to put you on game about the Make-A-Wish Foundation. If you don't know who they are an organization that helps the less fortunate. When you make a donation, you are helping fulfill a dying kid's wish. Contribute today and make a difference.
Yeah, this one right here goes out to the public.
She wanna break it down, break it down, break it down, break it down. She wants some reggaeton, 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 reggaeton. Mamacita, oh my God, I think you're on fire. Do you want me to get you water? You make me want to be your baby father. Cause the dance you do is getting hotter. I better cuff you before the boys follow. What you think? I think you wanna. I think you wanna. She wanna break it down, break it down, break it down, break it down. Whoa. She wants some reggaeton, 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 reggaeton. Skateboard, I've been long overdue and something overdone. You've been untouched, well, I can make you overcome. I know he telling you what he can make you, and I know he telling you what he can take you. By the way, mom, hey, is that your hair? If it ain't, it for 2 days in the hair shop chair. I'm just joking. I make you smile, right? Look, come here, I mean, excuse me, baby. You dancing fast, man, this ain't playing gay. But your butt is Sergio Valente. It's plump, I'm being honest, cause it's just nice. You looking different, saying to yourself,
it is not right.
Show you cute, but you know you won't dismiss this plight. When my chain keep blinking like Christmas lights, get it right. Yes, sir, mamacita. Oh my God, I think you're on fire. Do you want me to get you water? You make me want to be your baby father. Cause the dance you do is getting hotter. I better cuff you before the boys follow. What you think? I think you wanna. I think you wanna. She wanna break it down, break it down, break it down, break it down. Whoa, whoa, whoa. She wants some reggaeton, 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 reggaeton. Whoa, whoa. Yo, what's up, man? You may not know Spanish, but you know that gang. Sin uso de esteroides y tienda más que Guillemi, huh? Oseador Latin Hustler. Somos los dueños de los bizcochos y los suplimos al costo. Yo, mamacita, tú si eres dinamita. Y me la explota si te pones bien perrita. Ten cuidado, perro está agitado. Y aquí estamos prestados, huh? Sacude locos, your body son fuego. La vida real en mi corazón la llevo, ma. Keep going, solo matones. Con los pies en la tierra y la mente millones. Yankee Farrell dándote la rumba buena. Con más sabor que la comida de abuela. Mamacita, oh my God, I think you're on fire. Do you want me to get you water? You make me want to be your baby father. Cause the dance you do is getting hotter. I better cuff you before the boys follow. What you think? I think you wanna. I think you wanna. She wanna break it down, break it down, break it down, break it down. Ooh,
She wanna break it down, break it down, break it down, break it down. She wants some reggaeton, 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 reggaeton. Hey girl, let's go fish at mi casa. Trust me, it be proper. I got muchos negros on la lancha with their choppers. If they suspect there's someone traspasa, all you hear is brat and them scream cucaracha. Trust me, P is no pimp. See, I got heavy pockets, so I walk with a limp. One night with he and I made you scream. You wake up like it's a dream. Call downstairs, tell him to make us PJs. Right after that, dry cycle our PJs. Right after that, book us a PJ. What you mean how when you got it's easy?
Attention.
It is a disorder that affects between 5 to 17% of the U.S. population. What I am talking about is dyslexia. Hi, my name is Tumelo from your family at radio.dominican.edu, here to tell you that you are not alone and help is available at www.verticelearning.org. Take their online survey today and overcome dyslexia.
This is Too Mellow inviting you to watch 9 O'Clock Lounge.
Hey yo, Too Mellow. Your mama's so stupid that she put paper on the television and call it pay-per-view.
Was that right, little dude? Well, your mama's so greasy, she sweats Crisco.
Your mama's so skinny, her nip cuts.
Man, your mama's so poor that ducks throw bread at her.
You keep my mama out of this and I keep this out your mama.
Oh, is that what's up? Is that what's up? Alright, come here.
The 9 O'Clock Lounge with DJ Too Mellow, Mondays on radio.dominican.edu.
Hi, you may not know me,
but I know you.
I'm a stalker. 7 restraining orders haven't stopped me, but you know who can?
You can.
By calling 1-800-NO-PEEPER. That's 1-800-667-3377.
Call now.
Not legally true. Welcome back to the show. You're listening to the 9 O'Clock Lounge with radio.dominican.edu. And this is the part where I'm about to do something that I've never done before on the show in the past. So if you guys noticed, the last week was September 16th. And to most people, it's not a date of importance, but it is to me because I am as they say, some people have many names for me. Some people say that I'm a Latino. Some people that say that I'm a Hispanic individual. But more importantly, I'm a Mexican. And there's a lot of pride that goes behind that. Like, just, you know, there's just a lot of writing on it. And it's something that I really can't go away from. Like, I'll always carry that pride with me because, you know, you're carrying the pride of the parents who raised you, of a country that may not have the best government, may not even have the best everything, truth be told. But if there's one thing that I can say about the people, is that we are hardworking and that we are a proud people. We are proud of where we come from. You always got to be proud of where you come from. You always got to be proud of your roots. So, you know, and then that's the aspect. Now, I know I told my mom that I was going to do a segment in Spanish, and that's exactly what I'm going to do right now. So, like I said, man, get your translators out, man, for all of you, for all of my people who don't know Spanish, get your translators out, and for all of you guys who know Spanish, man, just tune in and listen to the emotion that I'm about to speak. Entonces, esta será la parte donde yo hago algo que tal vez nunca he hecho en todos mis programas en el pasado, es hablar español. Y ahora esta parte sí la tengo que demostrar en español porque, o sea, las palabras cargan más sentimiento cuando uno habla de ser mexicano y cuando uno habla de lo que significa cargar eso en el corazón. Uno piensa que porque uno bromea mucho y porque siempre se da de risas que uno no siente, que uno tal vez las cosas no las toman a la ligera todo el tiempo, y pues hay gente que usa eso como el pretexto como para cargarse de una manera que es falta de respeto. Yo estoy aquí para hablar no solamente de parte de los mexicanos, sino también de parte de los salvadoreños, de los hondureños, de todo mi familia latina que me sintoniza. Que, o sea, que nos tenemos que estar juntos en este tema, porque, o sea, es algo que uno no toma muy en serio. Que hay mucha discriminación entre, o sea, que le carguen uno a uno por ser hispano, por ser latino, por ser mexicano, por ser salvadoreño, por ser hondureño, guatemalteco, etc. Pero eso, el problema más grande es la discriminación que uno nos cargamos contra uno o el otro, según, para no parecer favoritista. Pero yo ahorita les digo que uno, el favorismo, no es solo algo que le dicen a uno para que echen a su gente abajo. Yo les digo ahorita mismo que no, o sea, no se pongan en contra de su propia gente. O sea, que se tengan apoyo, que siempre se carguen apoyo, y por pocas y que por poca que sea la diferencia entre uno, que uno no haga mucho de lo poco que no tienen en común, porque hay mucho, mucho que tenemos en común. Entonces, en este segmento yo aprovecho también la oportunidad de darle todas las gracias, el apoyo y mi amor a mi mamá linda, que vive ahorita que me sintoniza desde Tijuana, Baja California, en México. O sea, eso es algo que, o sea, no me la puedo reservar para mí mismo. Es algo que, pues, yo lo encuentro necesario a decir eso. Y pues más que nada me siento obligado porque, o sea, ha sido la mujer más consistente que he tenido en mis más de 22 años de vida. Y a ella le guardo todo mi respeto, y pues pone que sí quisiera que ella me viera salir adelante en lo que sea que quiera hacer. Y pues también al mismo tiempo se lo quiero dedicarle esta parte también a mi padre, no al que me engendró, pero al otro. Voy a tomar esta oportunidad para también darle las gracias a Lucio Sánchez. Y no será cualquier Lucio Sánchez Gallegos, que trabaja desde Los Ángeles. Ojalá, no sé si me está escuchando, creo que no. Porque nada, él trabaja muy duro, él es mucho de la razón por la que puedo estar aquí y puedo trabajar duro cada día y meterle todo el pie, así como dicen por ahí mis hermanos guatemaltecos. Y, o sea, nomás se trata de dedicar esta parte, y pues ahí con eso los dejo, con esa canción, para que escuchen el resto de mi programa. Ahorita nomás, cuando regrese, les voy a tener el resto de mi canción. O sea, tengo un álbum discográfico que ando haciendo como proyecto, y quiero que me escuchen. Va a ser en inglés, desafortunadamente, pero de todos modos escúchenlo y pues ahí me brinden apoyo. Están escuchándome en radio.dominican.edu, y ahorita regreso en unos instantes. Ahí nomás les voy a dejar un comercial para que escuchen lo que es eso de mi trabajo, ¿verdad? O sea, es algo que yo, en lo que yo trabajo muy duro y me doy a... O sea, siempre tengo mucho... O sea, mucho... No, pues no, ni sabré cuál es la palabra que uno encuentra para eso. Pero ahorita regreso. Me están escuchando. Yo me llamo Too Mellow. Ahorita regreso con ustedes.
This ain't your dandelion blowing, metal dwelling, rose petaling music. Teacup down and don't spill my drink. Monday evening, it's the 9 o'clock lounge with DJ Too Mellow in the mix. Tune in if you ain't no punk. Radio.dominican.edu, son.
Yay, yay. Oh, you thought we was playing around, huh? Oh, yeah. Too Mellow, son. All right, man, this is the radio.dominican.edu exclusive. Listening to Too Mellow is the 9 o'clock lounge. I want to give a quick shout out. Skip on the beat. All right, check it out. I own summer, the wind is mine. I'm still waiting for y'all haters at the finish line. I do it all in one song, like my trigger's fine. I get rich in one verse, six figure rhymes. I get it done, I don't pretend to do it. Your favorite, a beast and a shoo-in. Your mama loves me, call me Eddie Clooney. And the way your girl looks over plenty foolish. Laugh it off, you're all comical. I make y'all drama prone, TNT's pot of gold. I'm at the top, and niggas lonely here. It's just me and no one else, it's only me. No competition, no higher graces. I got the first and the following five spaces. Lyrical monopoly, caterpillar tractor. I am rap's last hope, call me the X Factor. I beat it up, I don't squabble with nothing. I beat it up, I got bars for a day. I beat it up, I withdraw when they say beat it up, I beat it up, I beat it up, beat it up, I beat it up, beat it up, I beat it up, I go hard in the paint, I beat it up. One way on my road to stardom, I swear it's 99 days, 99 problems. Same shelf but a different market. How you never took a hit, but I've been a target. Always messes what the message is. Oh yeah, message was, I am better just because I have the right connection. Paid for a life extension. Disagree, you got me messed up, no protection. With no chaser, nah, I'm shooting straight. I am who they say, no one ever wanna debate this. You can play, but I play for keeps here. Stay awake, a nightmare is asleep here. Or never ends, I never let up. I'm feeling sorry for the ones playing catch up on the red, no ketchup. I'm all mustard, I'm cleaned up, no duster. I beat it up, I go hard in the paint. I beat it up, I don't squabble with nothing. I beat it up, I got bars for a day. I beat it up, I withdraw when they say beat it up. Alright, and that's pretty much the track right there. So, you know, I want to send out a couple of last minute shout outs before, you know, we end the show right here. So, actually want to send a couple shout outs to Marco Centeno, aka Bron Bron. Man, I know he about to hook us up with that J. Cole debut album. I want to send a shout out to that debut album, actually. I want to send a shout out and second shout out, man. Can't show enough love to everybody who came out to support the radio team. That'd be DJ Juice, PR, DJ Lucky, and Horenstein. Dr. J was there too. Quick shout out to him. A quick shout out to my homeboys, aka the squad, who backing me up every step of the way, man. And the last shout out to the communications department. You are listening to radio.dominican.edu. I am Too Mellow. I'm out.